John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Meeting Recording Number 5A/XX1A. 3:43 of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The three excisions are indicated. For additional information, please see Recording Log Number 5A/XX1A. Excision 1, 3:28 excised.
Information that we have available, however, after you have reduced the list for the distribution of the Clearer than it is now, but they are the feel that we ought to try to reduce the number of people involved in the estimating process. When the estimates involve this kind of high-sensitive material. Having a list of these areas of high-sensitivity, the National Estimates Board ought to limit the accessibility to this information when they deal with this particular kind of problem. Cut back on this 200 that we were talking about, keeping it in a very small group. It may well be that there are certain kinds of information that is so sensitive and obviously so valuable as ought not to be handled in any way except by hand carrying numbers for trivial certain. We make another observation here with some hesitancy, but nevertheless, I think it is a clear opinion of the board that the FBI may not be the best agency to conduct investigations of leaks of this kind. The history has shown that they have never been either enthusiastic or successful in dealing with the serious security breaches. As I'm sure you're fully aware of, Hoover apparently doesn't like to get into this field, thinks that there is an administrative responsibility rather than an FBI type of responsibility. You're not sure how enthusiastic the FBI is when it undertakes to make an investigation. We say this not wanting to be unfair to the agency, but for, I think, a more fundamental reason. That is that we believe that there ought to be within the defense, within the intelligence community itself, the means to conduct this kind of search and investigation. The Act gives the Director of Central Intelligence the responsibility of protecting the sources of our intelligence information. He really has no mechanism to do this at the present time, beyond the committee of using it. At least the designation of being a committee to deal with security problems. We would suggest, therefore, that the Director of Central Intelligence be encouraged to develop an expert group that would be available at all times to follow up on security
Excision 2, 13 seconds excised.
Some way there's an avoiding of responsibility unless it's brought to the attention.
Decision 3, 2 seconds excised.
Told about Hanson Baldwin coming to Washington on the day before this report was disseminated. And they say he was there that day, he was there the next day. It is known that on the day that the report was disseminated, he spent that day at the Pentagon. Well, now that's apparently all they know. I say that this group can know who it is who he's seeing at the Pentagon. They can find that out, I think, within a period of a few short months. They can find out who are Hanson Baldwin's contacts. When he goes over to the Pentagon, who does he see? Nobody knows now. The FBI doesn't know. But I think it'd be mighty interesting to know when he drops over there who he sees. And I think it'd be mighty interesting to know who Alsop sees, and who Talma Roberts sees, and the rest of these fellows. Let's then begin to get up a file on these different men so that they begin to know where to go. And to my knowledge, it's never been done before, and it's long overdue.
All right, so people will prepare to make you
I think everyone who has clearance of this particular type of a sensitive order, we ought to have established the procedure whether they see them at their home or any place to get the memorandum. Failure to do so would be regarded as a breach.
Knowledge among all the people receiving this material that you are deeply concerned about this and prepared to take action on that.
Mr. President, you made one comment I think maybe we might want to refer to. I would wonder about the advisability of writing Dreyfus a letter and sending copies of a letter that Dr. Killian might get up or McNamara. That would concern me a good deal. In the first place, you've gone on record in such a manner that it would indicate that perhaps that the article is based upon fact, which would concern me some. Who would see it besides Dreyfus? I don't know. We can't be absolutely certain.
He suggests that he would send it then.
Well, I know that.
How else would we get it to Dreyfus' attention?
If you intended to get it to Dreyfus's attention directly, it would seem to me that the most effective way would be for you to talk to Dreyfus. I doubt that a letter from the president would have much effect upon it. I believe if I were a newspaper publisher and the president of the United States told me what damage this had done to my country, I think it would make a hell of an impression on me. Now, you can't do that with all of them, but there's only one New York Times. Considered generally to be the most influential. Every newspaper in the country takes the New York Times, and if this would be an interesting test to see if this could be effective.